Welcome to The Living Word with Chuck Davis.
Psalm 1. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by the streams of water that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. In all that he does, he prospers. The wicked are not so, but are like chaff that the wind drives away. Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. Blessed is the one. We turn to Psalm 1 this week. I love the Psalms. I want to remind you that this is out of the ancient hymnal of Israel. There were five Psalters, not linear in timeline, and so you have to view them in different ebb and flow of historical moments. Each of the five Psalters concludes with a doxology. And each one opens up with a call. These were born out of the life experience of the people. And it's important to remember that they were sung before they were written down. The great thing about the Psalms is you find every emotion possible. There's reverence and shame and anger and joy and confidence and doubt, frustration and faith. John Calvin wrote, "An anatomy of the soul, for there is not an emotion of which anyone can be conscious that is not here represented as a mirror for which we can see our life." This was an encounter with God. It was an invitation to worship. Some of the Psalms not only sung vertically to God in worship, there's an aspect of horizontally calling others to that same worship. In Psalm 1, the one that was placed at the beginning is a wisdom song. Blessed is the one. Happy is the person, or oh, the great happiness. We talked about the different ideas for this blessing idea in the last psalm that we looked at. The setting of this psalm would have been a royal throne ceremony. God is the ultimate king, but there was an earthly king who was put on the earth to represent him and to draw people back to his ways. When the king was in a good place, the people were in a good place. And this was part of the wisdom literature. Brueggemann talks about wisdom literature having this flow of location, everything's working in our life, then dislocation comes and we get unsettled and we find relocation. This is a way back to the blessed life. This is a way back to the life of contentment. This is a way back to happiness. It's an invitation to affirm God's presence in the normal, everyday life. For the psalmist and the people that he represented, God was not someone you simply dealt with on your Sabbath day, which would have been Saturday for them, where it's Sunday for us. God was seen in the fabric of every day. And as such, he was one that we could bring our problems to and our successes. All of those aspects, whether in a moment of incredible faith and expectation or a moment of incredible frustration. Life was an encounter with God. The so what of this psalm is a renewed invitation to find the way of blessing. Why? Because dislocation comes to our life regularly. I would say that my everyday is a process of location, dislocation, and relocation. There are moments in almost every day where I get dislocated in my flow of my relationship with God. And so there's an invitation to come back, that renewed invitation, day after day, find the way of blessing. The now what is to enter in. Because this is wisdom literature, there's exhortation that comes to us. It's an invitation to enter back and to saturate ourselves in the way of blessing. Now, out of the overflow of the psalm that we looked at last week, blessing is the outflow of God into our lives, but we can saturate ourselves in that. We can choose to embrace the way of blessing and not the way of curse, and to be people who are prepared for what God wants to do in each day. And so, Lord, today we choose this declaration over our life. Blessed. We're blessed. And Lord, being people who are naturally desiring out of the creative purpose you put within us, would you pour more blessing, and may we steward it well. In Jesus' name, amen.